When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our first Sunday of June edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen up or left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, find the great stories and videos and pictures and occasional recalls that I have to post about the animal world. And golly, it is June. Can't quite tell it looking out the window. I got pretty gray clouds, and it looks kind of the same, I think, down in Nathan's territory, and he is still here. That would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, Martha. I haven't found the tropical sunshine quite yet, but soon I'll
be
there. I was
going to say, that's what I said, you're still here, because I think you're really excited. You got a big trip coming up here very soon. You leave tomorrow, I think.
I got 28 hours until my flight is taken off.
He's counting the hours to heading down to the Philippines. And guess who will be canoodling in person in the Philippines for a while? And
back with Fia again.
Yep. During the course of the show today, we're gonna find out all the details we can before this all goes down. But Nathan, we could start off with a little bit of change of schedule today. It is the first Sunday of June, so that means it's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And we're going to start off normally. I mean, well, we're going to start the show officially here in a little bit and all of that. And we will kick off our shelter rescue interviews with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. We'll start us off in this first hour. But in the second hour, we normally talk to HelpAnimalsIndia.org and Eileen Weintraub. But Eileen is off doing something today, and she's like me, she's not mastered being two places at once yet, so Eileen is taking a rare month off, and she will be back in the saddle again first Sunday of July. But in the meantime, we're going to take advantage of the second hour being open and move Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. They'll be zooming in with us and be here for the 10 o'clock hour. And then Nathan and I will have some time to catch you up on current events and his current events and all that good stuff in the first part of the 11 o'clock hour. And then we will finish up addressing the human animal, and one of my favorite Ananda guests will join us, and that will be Kevin Hart. And before the show, Nathan, you were just reminding me that there's a famous Kevin Hart, but we don't have the famous.
Well, they're
Kevin
both
Hart.
Famous.
Well, our Kevin Hart is famous at Ananda, Washington here, but I don't know. Well, he has written a book.
There you go.
He has written a book, and it's a good book. Anyway,
I think we can officially call him a public figure now.
Yeah. So anyway, Kevin will be with us to finish out the show, and So anyway, let's might as well start with the weather, Nathan. We've had some blasts of really warm summer weather since we were last together here, but we've also had some serious rainy, stormy stuff.
Well, on this seventh day of March here, we're looking at, I know I said seventh day of March. It seems like it's June. Still March, but it is June. But yeah, the weather out there, it's rainy and somewhat cold, windy. Chances of thunderstorms are out there as well. And everything I just said is going to be lasting through the end of Tuesday. And then once we get to Wednesday, well, that it'll start to clear up again and become partly sunny, slowly decreasing our clouds. And actually, by Saturday, looking at 80-degree temperatures warming
up. Yeah, it's supposed to be nice again by next weekend. But when I was just thinking about the weather, you started talking about it. You know, the song that came into my mind and cracked me up kind of was, "The weather outside is frightful. The fire is so delightful. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Let us know. Well, I think probably why that popped in is because I was supposed to do a session on Saturday, and I ended up changing it due to some stuff going on, but you're not going to find out about that really until next week. But at any rate, part of the reason that we changed the appointment, because we're going to have to work outside, and of course Saturday there's supposed to be a rainstorm and thunder and lightning and that kind of stuff. Well, I was looking at all the photographs of Highway 522 on Saturday when I would have been driving it. And my gosh, they had a huge hailstorm, and it looked like there was an inch or two or three of snow all over the road, and they said it really messed up the detail, and there were slide outs and cars off the road and all kinds of stuff. So it was like, oh, okay, that turned out really well that I didn't have to drive through that.
Well, I know some areas, they said they got like pea-sized hail. That's the largest that I remember seeing. I think I might have seen a description where it was something a little bit larger than the size of a pea, but I do not remember what that object was off the top of my head. So,
well,
I'm going with
pea-sized
hail.
The photographs that I saw were
largest.
Actually, photographs of Highway 522.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like the middle of winter because everything was white and a little bit of the road where the, tire tracks. But I mean, it looked like it had snowed several inches.
Wow.
So there was a lot of hail. We got really serious rain here, but I didn't see a whole lot of hail. So, anyway.
I was in the studio here, so I saw that it got quite misty out there looking, but nothing where I could really see it was like a large hail or anything.
Okay. And you say the flaky weather is going to last through Tuesday.
Yep, that's
then,
what's
then
going to happen.
Then we get back into some nicer, more consistent stuff.
I mean, it won't be too stormy out there, but definitely a little bit more than your usual what's going on.
Oh, okay. All righty. Interesting. Now, I think the next thing I want to know about is we will be without our Mariners updates from you, for a couple weeks because you're going to be canoodling in the Philippines. So what's going on? I haven't had a whole lot of time to pay attention recently, but it seems like the Mariners are doing pretty darn good, huh?
I mean, yeah, we came off a couple of sweeps, actually, against the Athletics, and I'm trying to remember who the other team it is that we swept, but we were able to, the Diamondbacks, and so that really launched us into first place in the AL West. So now we just got to hold that ground. And with our new people that we've called up in the recent past or just the past few weeks, especially Colt Emerson, we've really gained offensive momentum. And the bats are really clicking and making defensive gems out there as well. So The ALS better watch out.
Now, are the Mariners playing today?
They are. We will be playing up against the Tigers in Detroit, and we won yesterday's game 4-0 against them. The previous game, the first in a series, we lost, so we're looking at a series win tonight, if it's a three-game series.
So they're not here, so that means you, Bigfoot, will not be stomping today.
Nope, now, but I still got the spirit going.
Yep, you got Bigfoot on your head.
And thank you, Stacy, for this hat.
Yes.
I am definitely still wearing it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you have a shirt that matches it, too.
Kind of. Like same colors.
So you're color coordinated and look pretty sharp. So you're going to be gone a couple of weeks?
I will be gone June 8th through the 24th.
So does that mean that Bigfoot is going to be MIA and not around, or did it work out schedule-wise that Bigfoot is not needed in these 2 weeks, or how's that going to work?
Well, that's something that we're going to have to stay tuned for.
There will
definitely
yet.
Be Bigfoot plans. I know that for sure.
But, okay, might be a relative or something? That's
yeah.
Relative of the normal Bigfoot. That
that's a good way to put it.
So back to the Mariners. I've not been able to pay attention. I'm not, I keep wondering about Cal Raleigh. And I think, did he get injured or something? And was what's going on with him?
Like an issue with the right side, hip or something like that. And especially for catchers, that's something that you really need to make sure you get all healed up 100% because, they play the most physically intensive position, and especially if he's squatting down behind the plate all the time, you got to make sure he's good to go. So he's going to be out for quite a bit of time, but I do know that he's starting his rehab assignment in Tacoma either now or very soon.
So he's not even able to think about playing right now. He's still...
Not for the Mariners. But for the Tacoma Rainiers, he'll be on a rehab assignment for a bit.
Okay, well, so, I think my thinking is that this is kind of good news. Not that, you want anything to be wrong with Cal Raleigh and him to be out and that sort of thing. But, last season, he was such a big deal and the home run records and all of that and all the hits and stuff. And we did so well. And, of course, we all want the Mariners to do well and go farther this year. And one might have thought that if Cal Raleigh wasn't playing – that maybe the Mariners wouldn't be as good, because he was such a big part of what. But I think the good news is that he, he's got an injury. He's having to work on that, and he hasn't been able to play. And didn't you say they're in first place?
Mariners are in first place by two or three games.
Yeah. So, I think in the bigger picture, this is probably a little bit of good news that the Mariners seem solid, even when, they're like best and brightest and one of the most famous players from last season isn't available. They're still good. So it isn't like a one-man team or a two-man team or something. So anyway, I think that bodes well for the rest of the season. Would you agree?
To some extent.
Oh, okay.
because the people that are being called up and playing, they're fresh prospects who have no scouting reports to how they perform in a major league. So other pitchers are still trying to figure them out. And you can see this pretty commonly with fresh call-ups that they'll start off really good. And then the pitchers on the other teams will get that scouting report and they figure out what kind of pitches to throw them that they really struggle with, and then you'll start to see them plummet. So I'm not getting too excited about, the way Colt Emerson and other fresh call-ups and like Pareda are performing, but once that, we'll have to see.
All right.
I wouldn't count on it for the long term. It's great for the short term, but long term, they're still going to need to get those things figured out.
Well, all right. But I think from my perspective, I think it's pretty good news and that it seems likely that they're going to be able to have a really good season.
Oh, they will.
And Maybe the sky is the limit. That would be really wonderful. And let's see, I can tell you that I have some really exciting news. But I think I'm going to wait and hold off on that until we start the 10 o'clock hour. Because Merritt and Beth are really involved in it. So, and anyway, I do have something really exciting to tell you guys that if it were not for other circumstances, you'd have to peel me off the wall. But there's some other things balancing out the really good. Anyway, I will fill you in on the good news stuff in the second hour. Right now, I'm thinking that it's probably a good time to officially get the show started with our prayers and affirmations so that we can stay on schedule. We do have an interview we need to get to, and first Sundays of the month, we do have a schedule to keep to. So if you haven't been here when I have officially started the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for us, the human animals, and one for our animal friends. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that I say that we've picked for their profound ability to positively affect our lives. And if you would like to participate with me, you can, and say the prayers and affirmations along with me. You can use them all during the week, as I do, as I know many of you do, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing when we pull up the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required, but here you can opt out. Alrighty, so I am going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Oh, shanti, shanti. Alrighty then. Now for our affirmations. Each one of these affirmations comes from one member of our animal world family or not, chosen for, like I said, their profound healing and balancing abilities. And the first one was a spiritual assignment to me. You know, say it three times a day for 7 days in a row and see what happens. And that was many, many, many years ago. I'm still doing it every day. It really does make a difference in your life. So here we go. Three times. You're welcome to join me. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, second affirmation comes from next week's guest. That would be Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner and energy codes gal. And you know that when you call in and get a session, a free treatment with Linda on the phone, she will give you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from and end up being so profound. And I heard from so many of you. It's now, you know, has been a daily part of my affirmation ritual for years. And I know many of you too. Now, you can alter this according to your needs at the time. And when I talk about abundant in this affirmation, imagine the type of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. All right, here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty, this next one comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, Church of All Religions, but the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I use to stay in balance with everything when I go out in the world. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, our next affirmation comes from Natasha Venter, and it's the one that we use to try to keep our bodies and selves in alignment with the crazy energies going on the earth right now. Three times, here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energy of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty then, last longer affirmation of our group. This is from Ananda Worldwide and the Warrior of Light affirmation. And holy mackerel, is this one needed all around our country, all around the world? Three times, here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. All righty. Now, I have added back in, since we're still in the war, it's still happening. the oil is not flowing. So we're going to keep up the added ritual of Paramahansa Yogananda's peace and harmony prayer for us and the world. There are two affirmations. If you're going to use this peace and harmony prayer at home, you do the first affirmation 10 times, the second one 3 times. For radio purposes, I do them each 3 times. And it is good because I am told by spirit that it's a good idea to place your hands in the prayer position when we say this affirmation, as that aligns you better with God. So, 3 times each affirmation. Here we go with affirmation number 1. Lord, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. All right, affirmation number 2. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And all right, now to conclude this whole ritual, seat it within us for the day and the week. Get us all spiritualized up. It's Dr. Nell's contribution. And so cross your hands over your heart on your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Alrighty then, we are all spiritualized up for the day, and it is now time to take care of our advertisers. We'll do that right now, and then it should be about time to head to Meow Cat Rescue and see what's going on over there. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues, and Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday begins straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. VerticalEnergyWorldwide.com is her website, VerticalEnergyWorldwide.com. And she is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner and energy codes gal. She will be with us next week. And it's the second Sunday of the month that you call in for your free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. And we hope you will join us next week and plan to do that. In the meantime, know that Linda continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And if she's worked with you on the air before, that doesn't count. It is for new clients, but new outside of the radio show, seeing her in person. If you've worked with her on the radio show, like I said, doesn't count. You can still have a free session off the air. And the number to call or text if you would like to do a free session with Linda, or if you're already a customer, you just want to schedule, be a good time to do that. The number to call or text is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. 1992. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, remember our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center. It's in her home now in Shoreline. So easy access, great parking, and oh, what a gift to work with her in person with the acutonic forks and gongs and chimes, the sound healing, the acutonics, which are our acutonic forks on acupressure points. I find it way more powerful than just straight acupuncture and needles. Plus, she does just a miraculous form of a very gentle chiropractic that is more powerful than any others I have ever experienced. So if you want to check Jude out, website is whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call. She'll call you back, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. Alrighty then, we are all caught up with everybody, and so I guess it is officially time to start Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And starting us off as usual is Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, and joining us is Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Alrighty, so we got a cloudy day going on up here. So does Nathan down in the Bellevue area. Kirkland, you got clouds and stuff going on too?
Yeah, it's overcast, a little bit breezy, a little bit chilly. It's in the low 50s morning.
Yeah, yeah, all right. But a shelter is alive and well and normal operation hours going on this weekend?
Yep.
All right, so let's start out, just in case somebody's switching channels and or somebody's tuned in and doesn't know who you are, just give us a quick lowdown on what is Meow Cat Rescue.
Meow Cat Rescue is an animal shelter, nonprofit shelter located in Kirkland. We are in our 28th year. We are in the Houghton part of the city in Kirkland, and at the shelter, we've got cats and kittens, and in foster care, we also have cats, kittens, dogs, and puppies.
Well, and, yep, so just because you say meow, I mean, that is the prime focus, but there are some woof-woofs around, too.
Yep.
I think my experience is, though, you don't have lots of dogs because, you know, you don't keep them in the shelter and they're in they're in fosters, but you usually have some, and if people are curious and want to know what kind of dogs you have, can't you find that stuff out on the website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just go to our website, www.meowcatrescue.org, click on available dogs, and a picture and a bio will pop up with contact information if you're interested. And yeah, it's usually just a handful of dogs. It's usually, I know our dog division started with Shar-Pei Rescue because Shar-Peis are misunderstood. You know,
the prune dogs, yes.
Yeah, people are drawn to them because of their unique wrinkly appearance. But, so I guess their personalities are quite different than other dogs. And so,
well, I'm remembering, Marilyn, now that you mentioned that, it's been a long time, but, you know, I've been a dog trainer all of my life. I worked into becoming a behavior therapist as well, but I started training dogs in grade school. And wow. I was working by the time I was 15. I'm remembering now as you're talking Shar-Peis, back in the 1980s. Now, that's when I had sold out of the big obedience organization I co-owned, and I was working with people privately, collecting dogs off of death row and figuring out, you know, what I needed to learn to get dogs under control quickly, teach people what they needed to know, and get everything under control in a short period of time, which has evolved into what I do now. Okay, but back in the 80s, when, you know, I was just beginning to figure out what to do about all these crazy dogs and what was going on, one of the most common breeds that I saw back then and that had issues were Shar-Peis. So, you know, you're not kidding. They are a little different than other dogs. And you do have to understand them and so forth. And we had to work with a lot of them because I think it must have been back in that time, Marilyn, that they became so popular as a breed.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think over the decades, it's kind of fallen off. You know, I rarely, if ever, see a Shar Pei anymore. I can't tell you the last time I saw a Shar Pei. I just don't see many of them. Do you guys see any of them around these days? Because you started off with, you said.
Not nearly. Like you said, in the 80s, Shar Peis were all the rave.
Right,
Everyone was getting a Shar Pei because of their appearance, not really understanding, you know, their behavior. But no, we don't see hardly any Shar Peis anymore.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're all on the same page.
They were
real popular for a while. But that kind of fell out because they, you know, I would say they're a high maintenance dog.
Yeah. That's
The wrinkly skin and that sort of thing. You need to know, you know, what you're doing to keep things healthy and so forth. They're nice dogs and so forth, but they, you know, they kind of have their own book. All right. Yeah. So that was kind of the beginning of the dog department at Meow. But like you said, there's usually a handful of dogs. And I think you usually have, I would say, medium to small size dogs rather than large ones. Would that be a correct assumption?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the vast majority of critters you're dealing with, though, would be in the meow version, kitty version. Mm-hmm. And so your shelter, I would imagine it's pretty much always full, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. 12 months out of the year, we're pretty full. So
how does it work when you get cats and kittens in? I would imagine some of them might be able to go right into the shelter, but others have to go and foster. So who goes where?
Well, if a cat comes to the shelter or kittens, anybody, the first thing we do is we take them back to our exam room and we examine them from head to toe. And, you know, we test them for feline AIDS and leukemia. We always send out fecals because parasites are so common. So for a cat to come to us and actually hit the floor for adoption, it would probably be at least probably 3 to 7 days, depending on, you know, things like that.
Oh, okay. And that would be probably, you know, like an adult cat or young adult, because kittens go into foster care, right?
Yeah, and kittens need a series of vaccines. So if we were to get a kitten in, you know, they wouldn't be able to hit the floor until obviously they're spayed and neutered. And then they need a series of vaccines, a series of dewormings, and that takes a little bit of time. So, the youngest kitten we would ever have at our shelter is 3 months old. I know sometimes people come in wanting a little teeny tiny kitten, but we just don't have that because a teeny tiny kitten hasn't been fully vetted.
Right. And you include so much in your adoption fees, you know, when you adopt out kitties. And I think this is pretty much policy and the way that pretty much all rescues do it these days. And I would say the biggest reason is because we human animals have proven to be very irresponsible in terms of population control. So shelters and rescues these days are simply unwilling to adopt out unspayed or unneutered kittens because we can't be counted on to spay and neuter them and not continue the overpopulation problem. So the way that the shelters and rescues, I think, you know, can do the best to solve that problem is make sure they're spayed and neutered before they're adopted out. And then there's no question they are not going to add to the overpopulation problem. So, I mean, that would probably be the biggest reason why they're there for so long, other than I think we've learned over the years that keeping them with mom and siblings and so forth for a while longer leads to better adjusted and more predictable personalities and so forth in our kitty friends. And I used to think I'd want to adopt a tiny kitten, but not anymore. I prefer, you know, at the age where they're ready for adoption at meow, they have much better feline skills, you know, in terms of living life as a cat, and you know their personalities better, don't you think?
Oh, I totally agree with that. And the thing about a teeny tiny kitten is you blink your eye and they're big again. They're big. So they grow so fast.
And of course, you know, they're going to be kittenish for quite a long time, even though they're growing fast.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm thinking about, you know, our friend Jude and or she adopted a cat from Meow here this last year, and she's a teenage cat. I think she's a year to 2 years. I can't remember exactly how old Bodhi is, but I'll tell you what, she is an active girl, and you know, getting that zooming all over the place again. So you got to gear up for the energy of a young one. they can be something else. Anyway, I'm looking at the clock here. We need to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour. I think this is a good time to do that. And then when we come back, Marilyn, I definitely want to talk more because there's more activity on the online services that I tend to pay attention to, and especially like the Nextdoor stuff. More like private small rescues and taking care of cats and fostering and placing and that sort of thing. And I've been finding out, you know, we don't usually talk about what it costs to adopt cats. And I think that's been sort of been my fault over the years because I kind of thought that it was unreasonably costly. And then I found out here recently that, oh my gosh, I was totally shocked at how really good the prices are and how reasonable you guys keep it and everything that's included. So because Meow is open on Saturdays and Sundays today from 1 to 5, you could go find a new kitty friend if you're interested. When we come back, Marilyn, why don't you shake it down for us on what does it cost to adopt a kitten or a pair of kittens or an adult cat or a senior? Because there are ranges of cost and so forth and what's included. And all the experience I'm now getting with other online rescue stuff, there isn't anybody that compares to what Meow's doing. So I say, go to get a kitty, start with Meow. All right, so y'all keep that in mind. And Marilyn, hang on there. We'll take care of our advertisers, and we'll come back, and we'll lay it all out for you. So stay right here. More with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the middle of a conversation with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. We'll get right back to that, but we heard from our NuPro supplements, and it's N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can check them all out online at NuProSupplements.com. Greatest cat vitamins. I've still got my Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks that has to have NuPro nuggets sprinkled on her food or she won't eat. And the dog supplement, it comes in the regular powdered form and the gold label and focuses on skin and hair coat and good health. But then the silver label adds the glucosamine and chondroitin for hip and joint health. And man, these NuPro dog supplements, if you've got a shedding breed of dog, it helps keep the hair on your dog, not on your floor. So check them out, NuProSupplements.com. You can purchase there some of the dog supplements you'll find in your local pet stores. But if not, you can find everything on Amazon, and they're the same price. So NuProSupplements.com. And then remember me, because when I'm not here, I'm being an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I would love it if you'd write down my phone number and pass it out to anybody you know that's got problems with their dogs. Let them know I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And I customize programs for people and their dogs. So it's interesting. I've been kind of getting a rash of or I get things in groups. And right now I'm seeing people with dogs that have already done all kinds of training, and they've paid for weeks of board and train. Still don't have problem solve. And I go in and we work things out, but it's because I work differently and I customize to what they need at home, not just generic training. So if you know somebody's got problems with their dogs, tell them to call Aunt Martha, and the number to give them is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. It's a landline, though, so no texts. All righty, then. We are back with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. So, Marilyn, tell me, what's included if we adopt a kitten or adult cat from Meow? What's included in that?
Included is a series of vaccines, a series of dewormings. They've been viral tested for feline AIDS and leukemia. They have been treated for parasites, internal and external. Did I say microchipped? I can't remember.
No, yeah, microchip, yeah. So they get a microchip.
Yep, spayed, neutered, tested for intestinal parasites. And if they have them, we treat them. So you can be sure if you adopt from us, no parasites involved.
And I'm sure you must have done some calculations, but if someone had to pay for all of that at the vet, you got a ball. How much would that cost, do you think?
Well, you know, last year we kind of figured that out, and it was between $1,300 and $1,500.
Can you believe that? Oh, $1,500? Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, corporate greed has really taken over the veterinary world, and you need to know that part of my good news I'll share with you next hour means we're going to be taking on that subject more on the show. I can't believe what, you know, vets charge for spaying and neutering and so forth these days, especially since I worked in the business for so many years and I know what's involved. It's pretty scary. But that's where, you know, Meow is such a great deal. So tell us, Marilyn. Now, I know there are different... there are different prices depending. I think there's kittens or a pair of kittens, or then adult cats, older cats. Tell us, what does it cost to adopt a kitty from Meow?
Okay, let's just start with kittens.
Okay.
So A single kitten is $150, then a pair of kittens is $250.
Okay.
And then an adolescent would be, that's 6 months to 1 year. They're $125, and a pair is $225. And then moving on to adults, an adult between the age of 1 and 9 years is $100. And a senior that's 10 years or older is $50.
Wow. Wow. I'm still kind of blown away by that. I mean, when you realize that you're looking at $1,300 to $1,500 of veterinary services and microchip, et cetera, if you did this all on your own, it's really amazing that you can get an adult cat for $100. You can get a senior for $50. And I mean, isn't that wonderful? I mean, senior cats can be such wonderful companions for senior humans. And, you know, I know I'm at the point in my life where I don't necessarily want to get young puppies or kittens anymore because, you know, I don't want to outlive them and so forth. And nor do I have the energy to keep up with them necessarily. But adopting a senior makes a whole lot of sense. And it hardly costs anything. I'm just amazed. So Marilyn, do you always have senior cats in the shelter and always have kittens? I mean, have you always got a range or what's the deal?
Well, kittens, yes, we always have kittens 12 months out of the year. Seniors, we almost always have seniors. Right now, today, I don't think we do. I think our oldest cat as of yesterday is 8 years old.
Okay.
All
right. So middle-aged is what we find now. Which that would be, you know, really good, you know, kind of by that age, they've slowed down and live in more of a balance, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you aren't necessarily peeling them off the walls all the time.
For sure.
Now, and then I know that... are what kind of adoption restrictions might there be in you letting people adopt cats from Meow?
Well, we have a contract, and before you adopt, we have a legally binding contract that we have people sign, and indoor only for so very many reasons, no declawing, and then if people live in an apartment, we need to see their lease to make sure that pets are allowed. We have some mostly cats. Some cats love other cats. Some do not. I know we have a couple of cats that are lovely, lovely cats. They just don't like other cats. So...
And that's another thing about getting cats that have been, you know, in care for a while. You know them better, and especially if they're a little older. But, you know, because you're really right, there are some cats that get along well with others and there's some that don't. So it's nice to know that so you are not, you're adopting with appropriate expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So... if people want to take a look at what you have available now, because they can't come down, it's a little early yet to come to the shelter. How do people look at what you have online?
Well, they go to our website and click on available cats, and we try to keep that as up to date as possible. Right now, as of today, I think it's completely updated. So, yeah,
okay.
You click on available cats and you can see what we have. And sometimes people call and ask questions about the kitties that they're looking at. And we encourage them to come down and meet them for themselves.
Okay, and so what days and what hours are you open for that to happen?
We are open Thursday through Sunday, 1 to 5.
All right. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. Today being Sunday, you got a few hours here to go, but at 1 o'clock, doors are open. And you could bring a new kitty friend home today if you are looking to do so. And if you want to, I think you've said if you get online, you go to meowcatrescue.org, click on available cats. If you find something you're really interested in, I think it's possible to begin the adoption process online, isn't it?
Yeah, you can fill out the application right at home and email it in. And that speeds things up a little bit. Or you can print it out, fill it out, and bring it with you.
Excellent. All right. Now, before we run out of time, I want to take a look at, I think, doesn't Meow, we have your big annual fundraiser coming up this month, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Couple more weeks.
I got to find it. Here we go. I got to find it on current events. So this will, in fact, be our last opportunity to talk about this before it happens. So it is your annual Fine Wines and Felines dinner and auction. And this year, you're calling it Purdy, P-U-R-R-T-Y, Purdy in Pink, Big Hair, Bigger Hearts. So are you expecting people to have big pink hair when they come to the fundraiser, Marilyn?
Well, I don't know. It'll be a surprise.
Say, are you going to have big pink hair? That would be something to see. And
I might have big hair, but not pink.
Okay. And so there will definitely, as always, be an in-person dinner and auction. That's going to be Saturday, June 27th. Begins at 5:30 at Mobius Hall on the Cascadia College campus in Bothell. Registration's open. Now, I think, and you've had it at this venue previously, right?
Mm-hmm. I think this is our third year there. Okay. We really love the venue.
All right, so really a good place. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you still have tickets available?
No, we're actually sold out.
Oh, well, my goodness. Meow. So Fine Wines and Felines is already sold out?
It is sold out.
That's really good for Meow, but bummer for the rest of you that would want to go, except that you got an online auction that's part of this whole thing. So people that may have missed out on getting tickets for the live in-person dinner and auction can still participate in the online auction, right?
Right.
And that's June 15th through June 28th. Now, just are the same things going to be in the online auction that are going to be on the dinner auction or?
No. The online auction is going to be a wide variety of things. I know we've got someone you can bid on a dessert for each month of the year. You know, there's restaurants, there's services, there's trips, there's cruises, there's just all kinds of things. And then at the auction, they save the bigger, funner things.
Right, so if you're that would be in the in-person auction, but
yeah.
Anyone can participate in the online auction. That begins June 15th and runs to the day after the event on June 27th. So June 15th to June 28th, and what, go to meowcatrescue.org and you'll find the information for the online auction there. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All righty. Okay. So, sorry to everybody. The Fine Wines and Felines in-person dinner and auction is sold out, but you can still send a donation if you like, but you can also participate in the online auction from June 15th to June 28th. And gosh, Marilyn, thank you so much for spending some time with us here. And golly, next time we talk is going to be the first Sunday of July, for heaven's sakes. All righty, so we'll talk to you then, and keep up all the great work. And thanks so much, Marilyn. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Martha. Have a good day.
You too. God bless. Bye bye.
All
righty, golly, I can't believe that. I don't think they. I should have asked her. I don't remember them selling out, so early, before. But I guess that's a good thing. You know, they're going to have a full house and everyone will have a great time. Alrighty, it is time to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two, and that means we're bringing out the love train. And oh, given what's going on in this country around the world, boy, do we need it. And there are a number of opportunities during the love train to send love and light all around the country, all around the world. You know, there's lots of places to target. God's love and light is the most powerful energy on the planet. It is so needed. And that's the best thing we can really do, besides saying the peace and harmony prayer, is sending love and light all over the country, all over the world. And we have the opportunity to do this, and you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with me. I'll come by and I'll cruise through and pick you up, and we will do what we can to spread some love and light around this place. And I always energize up the love train music with the yogi energization prayer. And here we go with that. And then, of course, after the love train, we'll have an hour with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. So I hope you'll be here for that. Alrighty, here we go with the yogi energization prayer. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it is coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.